Welcome to another episode of Min Monkey. On this episode, we're going to talk about Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
So yeah, there's been a lot of different versions of Spider-Man released in film, and here we have another one, which is this time an animated Spider-Man. And the central character is Miles Morales, who's a young kid who, as the Spider-Man story usually goes, gets bitten by a radioactive spider and gains superpowers, which turn him into a sort of Spider-Man. From there, things take a little bit of a different turn, because we have the main villain in the piece, Kingpin, who's developing a giant machine to try and bring back his wife and child.
Yeah.
And this essentially leads to certain different universes crossing over, and Miles is introduced to different versions of Spider-Man, essentially. The Peter Parker Spider-Man that everyone knows. We've got Spider-Man Noir.
Mm.
We've got Peter Porker.
Spider-Ham. Spider-Ham, yeah.
And a couple of other ones. And a sort of Japanese-American girl who's built a giant spider robot. So yeah, quite clearly from that synopsis, it's a comedy. It's not as serious as the other Spider-Man movies. But I really like this. Like, to be honest, I'm not a big Spider-Man fan anyway, but this is probably easily my favourite of the Spider-Man films, purely in terms of how much fun I had when I was watching it. Really like the art style, like the animation style they did in it, and it blends comic book elements in with, I'm not sure how, I mean, I assume like it uses a lot of CG, but it has sort of a hand-drawn look to it as well. Mm. And they use a lot of different animation styles, I think, sort of overlaid.
Yeah.
So it's just like a really unique vision for the world.
Yeah, I think like Sony's trying to like trademark the way they've done it, but I don't really think they're the first people to ever done this.
No.
But they seem to think they are. But yeah, it was literally cool. I mean, it did have a really, it felt like, you know, just a page turning of a comic book.
Yeah, it had a unique style, and they had the sort of like text popping up on the screen and things like that that you see in comic books. So it's literally like comic book pages come to life. That's sort of the sense you get from it.
And it was interesting, like, seeing, like, those multiple Spider-Men, Spider-People, you know, trying to find their way. You know, they had, like, the classic kind of Spider-Man thing of, like, being, you know, just not really sure about where they are in the world.
Yeah.
And I think, like, what was really good about this is you had, like, Miles Morales' arc, trying to get to grips with his new life and his school and his relationships with his family. And also like his powers, like he's not really he never really becomes Spider-Man until like the last 5 minutes of the movie.
Yeah.
And the whole thing is him trying to get to grips with like being this new Spider-Man and dealing with like the death of Spider-Man in his universe.
That's the thing, it actually has an, even though it is a comedy on the surface, like it actually has some really like deep moments about becoming yourself and knowing yourself and also like having confidence in yourself. Mm. I felt like that was a major theme, because that was the thing that's holding him back through the movie, that he doesn't believe that he's good enough to be a spider person. And then at the end, he sort of finds that, because all the other spider people, and I also should have mentioned Gwen Stacy, played by Hayley Steinfeld, who plays Spider-Gwen in the film. All the other ones are more confident in who they are, whereas he's just, like, learning to be this thing, so it's about him gaining that confidence and self-respect. But, yeah, like, a fantastic movie in that sense. And I felt that was another thing, another good theme of the movie, because you had all the different spider people. It was sort of, it had a sense of, like, anyone can be a hero, which is sort of an, like, often used trope in superhero movies, but I felt like this pulled it off really well.
Yeah. This is for me, like, I mean, easily the best Spider-Man movie for me. I was never really into Spider-Man of all the superhero movies, but like for me, like I had the most fun watching this. And it was very funny, but it was also like you know, very touching as well. My only slight criticism, you do have all the characterization of all the different people that are Spider-Man from all different universes, but you don't really get as much of Kingpin and what he's going through as your villain. But I mean, I can understand why, because, you know, you've got so many people on screen that you maybe don't have the time to flesh everything out. But you got the reason why you wanted to do it. You know, Kingpin's like, he wants his family back.
Yeah.
You totally get that, but that'd be my only mild criticism.
I feel like it had you had Kingpin in there. You also had a great, like, Doc Doc Ock.
Yeah.
Unique version of that character in here as well. To be honest, I felt like the Kingpin was just more a means to an end and his giant machine. Like, it didn't make a lot of sense. It was just a way of getting all the different spider people.
Also, we did miss the first 5 minutes, so who knows what happened in that.
Yeah, that could have, that first 5 minutes could have been entirely Kingpin.
Yeah, we don't know that. But yeah, I really loved it. Easily my best favourite Spider-Man movie. So, yeah.
Yeah, great animation, great soundtrack, really good story and characters, and some genuinely, like, funny moments that were, like, laugh out loud. We saw it in a packed audience of adults and kids, and I think everyone had a great time watching it. So that's our review of Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. Make sure to like and subscribe to our channel, and we'll be back soon with more reviews.